can tell everybody. Yeah, you can tell everybody. Go ahead and tell everybody. I'm the man, I'm the man, I'm the man. Yes, I am, yes, I am, yes, I am. I'm the man, I'm the man, I'm the man.
That's right, y'all. Go ahead and tell everybody, Press Podcast is back with another episode, another edition. So glad that you could join me for this week's episode of Press Podcast. Once again, for those who didn't hear last week's episode, man, Press Podcast is an acronym, stands for putting relentless emphasis on seizing success. And my definition, again, of success is when you find out what your purpose is and you walk in it, man. When you get to the place that God ordained you to be, the reason why he put you here on this earth. You know, I've heard it said that the two greatest days of your life is the day that you were born and then the day that you find out why. So that's what putting relentless emphasis on seizing success is all about, Press. I'm so glad you guys again could make it back and come back and listen to the next episode with me. I'm going to get into some good stuff today. The format of the show, and I'm still working this stuff out. I told you, I'm growing along with you. So I'm still working this stuff out with the format and how I want everything to flow. But this is what we're going to start doing. I'm going to start playing a song that actually embodies the message that I want to get out to you guys. So before I get into what I'm really trying to say today, I'm going to play this little song, and then I'll be right back. I want y'all to check this out.
Got my walking shoes on. Can't tell you where I'm going, but I'm walking down this lonely road. But at least the scenery is beautiful. And no matter what I do, I can't stop walking, no. I know it's the only way to go. And if I keep walking, I'ma be okay, It's not always about knowing why. Sometimes it's all about knowing what. And that's enough to keep you walking every day. Yeah, I believe. But it's a dream that I ain't seen yet. Chasing a dream that I ain't dreamed yet. But I'ma meet it halfway if I keep on walking, walking, walking. If I keep on walking, yeah, I know it when I see it walking, walking, walking. When I see it walking, always waiting for something good to find you. But if it don't come, what are you? Gotta keep on walking on. Walking shoes. Hey, I tell you when you got a made up mind. Even the winter feels like summertime. In the night you see the light of day. Cause I've been blind for way too long and you can't take my light away. Even though all my times are happy times, I get unsure and hope for brighter days. I never let it slow my pace, so knowing failure ain't an option. I've been promised and I'm on my way up. Said I believe. But it's a dream that I ain't seen yet. Chasing a dream that I ain't dreamed yet. But I'ma meet it halfway if I keep on walking, walking, walking. If I keep on walking now. Yeah, I know it when I see it walking, walking, walking. And I see it walking on, yeah. Always waiting for something good to find you. But if it don't come, what are you gonna do? And that's why I'm walking, walking, walking. Gotta keep it walking on. Walking shoes, walking shoes.
Step two, step two, step three. Step one, step two, step three.
Walking shoes.
Thy words a light unto my path, a lamp unto my feet. These shoes, my shoes.
Walking shoes, walking shoes.
Walking towards the promise. Walking towards better land.
Said I believe. But it's a dream that I ain't seen yet. Chasing a dream that I ain't dreamed yet. But I'ma meet it halfway if I keep on walking, walking, walking. If I keep on walking now. Yeah, I know it when I see it walking, walking, walking. When I see it walking on.
Walking shoes, walking shoes.
Yeah, y'all. That right there was Molly Music, Walking Shoes. And I wanted to share that song with you today because the title of today's episode is Keep On Walking. And the reason why I just want to encourage you guys, man, to keep on pressing, to keep on walking towards what it is that's on your heart, towards what it is that God is telling you and motivating you to do. Success is not a fast process. What I'm learning is that it's a slow and consistent pace. It's not quick. So I want to encourage you guys to keep walking. Winston Churchill said, success is the ability to go from one failure to the next without losing enthusiasm. A lot of y'all are weary, man. The Bible says not to be weary in well doing. For in due season you'll reap if you faint not. And a lot of you guys are at the point of fainting, man. And I just want to encourage you, don't give up. It's not over yet. You may have lost that job. You may have lost that loved one. You may have lost that spouse. You may have lost whatever you lost, that money, whatever it was. But keep walking. Keep walking. It's not over yet. I've been struggling, man, for a long time. It's like I know what it is to have my dreams crushed. I know what it is to feel like I failed. But I also know what it is to keep walking. There's a blessing, man, in keeping on walking. When you keep on pushing and you push past your feelings and you push past what you think is reasonable in your mind, when you push past that, when you're able to say, yeah, I know, but I'm going to still keep on pushing. I'm going to still keep on walking because if it's worth having, man, it's worth fighting for. If it's worth having, it's worth fighting for. It's worth failing at. It's worth doing poorly until I get it right. I'm determined to keep on walking. You know, like he said in the song, I don't know where I'm going, but I'm walking down this lonely road. See, this road is lonely sometimes because not everybody agrees. Not everybody agrees with where you feel you're supposed to be going. Not everybody. You don't need a co-signer though. I want to encourage you that you don't need a co-signer on your dreams. You don't need a co-signer on every. You don't need everybody to agree with what God is telling you to do because they're not. And if you allow those people that don't agree with you to stop you from walking, man, you'll never get there. And again, it's a walk. It's not a run. You know, some of you might have started a business like I did. I started a little business. And like I said before on the first episode, I was expecting results too quickly. I don't know if you ever heard a story about how a bamboo tree grows, right? So a bamboo tree, what they do is when they plant the bamboo seed, they water it. You got to keep watering it, right? But it never sprouts anything. You know how long it takes to sprout? It takes 5 years before you see anything bud. But after 5 years, it immediately grows 90 feet tall. But what if you gave up in year number 4? What if you gave up in year number 3? And just like, look, I'm not watering this thing anymore. It's not growing. It's not producing. You know, I can imagine your family or your friends walking by like, what are you doing? Why you keep pouring water on that? It's not growing anything. And you faithfully, consistently watering. And then 5 years later, boom, this thing shoots up 90 feet in the sky. And everybody who was saying, you're foolish for watering it, is now looking at it like, hey, I knew it all along. I knew you had it all along. I was with you all along. Listen, man, don't stop walking. Keep on watering that marriage. Keep on watering it, man. I know she's not seeing things your way. I know he's not seeing things your way, but keep on watering. Don't stop watering it. Don't stop the consistent prayer. Don't stop the consistent fasting. Don't stop being consistent in your belief and in your faith. I always teach this, that there's three things that have to connect: the head, the heart, and the feet. How's that? You have to have what you know in your head, you have to believe it in your heart. And if you believe it in your heart, it will manifest itself in your feet. So if you believe that this woman is the woman that God put you with, man, to be with for the rest of your life, if you know that in your head that marriage is forever, but if you believe that in your heart and in your feet, it will show that you're faithfully and consistently without. See, love doesn't fail. Love doesn't get tired. Love doesn't wear out. Be faithful. Don't give up the watering. Don't stop watering. Yeah, I know, you're getting tired, you're getting weary, you're getting sick and tired of where you're at, you're getting sick and tired of what's going on, but don't give up watering. Why? Because there's an increase coming. There's an increase coming. After 5 years, I told you that bamboo tree shoots up 90 feet in a couple weeks. So when did it grow 90 feet? Did it grow 90 feet in those couple of weeks, or did it take 5 years? See, we couldn't see what was going on under the soil. And that's what I'm trying to tell you guys. You can't see what's going on under the soil while you're faithfully and consistently sowing, while you're faithfully and consistently watering. There's something going on under the soil that you can't see. And in due time, you're going to reap if you faint not. That's the main message that I want you to take from this show today. Don't stop walking. Keep on walking. Keep those walking shoes on, man, because you got so much further to go. What I mean, you have so much more potential because you're looking at the goal that you're trying to reach, but God is looking a couple moves after that. God is looking beyond where you're looking at. So his thoughts are not like ours. His ways not like ours. His plan for you, you've got a plan for you, but then he's got a plan for you. And the thing that's on your heart, yes, it came from him. The thing that's on your heart, yes, he ordained it. But there's more to it than what you know. And if you'll never see its full potential. You'll never see its full fruition if you stop walking now. Don't stop walking now. And then for some of us, we're not walking. Some of us, we're sitting on the sideline and we're waiting for something to happen. Like he said in the song, waiting on something good to find you. But if it don't come, what are you going to do? You know, we're waiting on God, waiting on something to fall out of the sky. When in actuality, God is moving in us. He's moving in us and telling us, listen, this is what I want you to do. This is where I want you to go. This is the person that I need you to go have a lunch with. This is the person I need you to meet. This is the hand that I need you to shake. But we sit on the sideline, man, and we wait. I learned this a while ago, that a boat that's not moving, that's anchored, it actually doesn't need a sail. A sail does it no good if it's anchored. If the boat is moving, however, the wind then can get caught in the sail. The sail can get caught in the wind and it can direct the boat. But the wind and the sail does the boat no good if the boat is anchored where it is. So in order for you to get direction, you got to start walking. You got to start walking. You got to start pushing. You might not know where you're going right now. It might not be all clear to you right now. But seek the Lord for step one. And don't let nothing stop you from getting to step one. Don't worry about step two, three, and four. Go to step one with all your might and watch what God does. Watch him show up. If you're consistent, if you remain faithful over a few things. See, I'm not telling you, all these principles are in scripture. All of these principles, it's not a prosperity doctrine. It's not none of that. All of this stuff is Bible. And God said that if you be faithful over few things, he'll make you rule over much, rule over many. So keep pressing, keep pushing, keep believing, keep moving. There's so much more that God has in store. And I wouldn't want you to miss out on what God has for you, because at this point right now, you're feeling a little weary. This week, I said I was going to shorten up the show. I want to keep it within everybody's attention span. I know everybody doesn't have a lot of time. You might be listening to this on your way to work. You might be listening to this on the fly. But whatever the situation, keep walking. This is Mike Bell. Thank you so much for joining me again on Press Podcast. Again, in the words of Winston Churchill, success is the ability to go from one failure to the next without losing enthusiasm. In other words, what's the difference between winners and losers? Winners are people who can lose repeatedly and never quit. It's not over until you win, in the words of Les Brown. So, man, y'all be encouraged, and I'll see you guys next week on Press Podcast.
Well, you can tell everybody. Yeah, you can tell everybody. Go ahead and tell everybody. I'm the man, I'm the man, I'm the man. Yes, I am, yes, I am, yes, I am. I'm the man, I'm the man.